Hi, guys.
Hey, Devin.
How's your week?
Yeah. It's been good, you know, practicing, getting going. So it's been a good week of preparation, I think. Guys have been locked in and trying to get to know Oakland as well as we can. We know they had the advantage really coming off the bye week. So, you know, we've kind of been in a catch-up mode mentality of trying to, you know, get to where they are as far as preparation and trying to get to know as much as we can about this team.
I know you guys are getting to know the cadets. What's that been like? But learning about it, the coach spoke to you guys on Monday about what they go through here.
Oh, it's been good. I mean, but I think the key for us, we can't get, you know, this is not a vacation. You know, I think obviously gives us great perspective of, you know, being here and getting to see, you know, the different things they go through and, you know, their beliefs and, you know, how they defend our country. Obviously all unique individuals, and they've been able just to talk to us and, you know, privately, guys, you know, going up, talking to them with small talk. But, you know, I think for us it's been also key to, you know, kind of lock in and stay focused on why we're here, preparing for a game. And, you know, I think that's been the cool thing between, you know, their preparation and how they train and the same thing we're trying to do here to play a game. Obviously, theirs is way more serious and has more value than, you know, anything we do playing football. But I think that's just been a cool comparison to see those things.
Devin, can you talk about the altitude? Everybody's kind of got an altitude story, or how's it affected you this week, or what are your thoughts about it?
If you ever see me in Mayo, you say altitude doesn't matter. So I've been the same, you know. Lungs don't care about altitude.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you ever have a practice where it ended with a falcon flying around?
Nah, that was a little different.
Do you know what was that like?
It was cool to see. You know, I mean, everything for us is brand new. So it's been, this whole experience has just been kind of eye-opening, you know. So anything you name, you know, for us, it's all been the first time. So we've enjoyed it.
What did you think of the Olympic Training Center? Did you go over there? I hear you got over there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the same thing. We got to see how we train and the different things they do to get better. So, you know, I'm sure some of that stuff will be instituted somewhere in the future back in Foxborough to try to incorporate some of that.
Devin, when you look at tape of Carr, what do you see and what stands out about him and how he leads the offense?
First, thanks. Let's talk about Oakland. You guys need to take notes. you know, I think for us, the thing is he's always aware, you know, what they want to do. And obviously they do a lot of kind of spread out formation where, you know, he can really choose between any weapon out there. And he does that, you know, takes advantage of matchups across the board, whether it's Cook on a linebacker or one of his receivers against a guy he likes. So I think for us in the secondary, we realize we have to play well against all their guys. You know, obviously Cooper and Crabtree are the guys that, you know, stick out. But, you know, whether it's Seth Roberts, whether it's Cordell Patterson, whether it's Holden, all those guys have made plays. And I think Carr knows when to get those guys the ball. So across the board, you know, this isn't a game where we can say, you know, let's just stop this guy or that guy. We have to really cover, you know, all five of their threats on the field at all times, or they'll hurt you. You know, I don't care if the ball's on the 6-yard line or they're in the red area. They can definitely hurt you with any type of play.
Devin, Bill was talking yesterday about having the safeties together, and not just the three that play primarily, but Jordan also and Nate, and what that allows you guys to do at times. Like, hey, you know, maybe we didn't coach it during the week, but somebody can come to the side and say, remember what we did against Tampa last year, or we did against Buffalo 2 years ago? Do you find that is critical at times to being able to just look at the other guy and say, we have seen this before. It was such and such a time.
Yeah, it's been cool. I mean, we don't have many groups like us that have been together, you know, the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. And, you know, I think with Rich coming in last, he kind of jumped right in and, you know, understood things how we understood things. We don't always break things down as, you know, the strong safety, the free safety, the money back. Like, a lot of the things we do is just a position, a spot on the field. And I think we all understand that all three of us or all four of us on the field at any time can play at any of those positions. I think that allows us to say, you know, remember last time we did this in this game, you were here, you were there. But this time, you know, because this is what they like, you go here, you go. And I think that allows us to, you know, understand what we do defensively, but then match it to whatever the offense does. And, you know, obviously that's what coaches want to do. And, you know, when the players can do that, it always helps.
Yeah, do you almost feel like because of that versatility that as a group you don't necessarily get, you can't really catch you guys out of position?
Well, I hope so. That's always the plan. And I think especially for all of us, it gives us all opportunities to play. You know, you see Jordan play strong safety. You see Jordan come in and multiple defensive back sets. You see Chung play a corner type of role at times. I'll play a corner type of role. So I think it allows our coaches to say, you know what, they come out in this personnel, we'll be okay. We'll just match up these guys to whatever different role in the defense, and it'll work. And, you know, that's not always the easiest thing to do, you know, especially like a team like Oakland will come out and what we call 0-1 personnel, where, you know, they have four receivers and Cook on the field, which is kind of like five wide receivers on the field. And we can easily stay in different groups and say, all right, this is how we want to match up. Where, you know, if we didn't have that versatility, you know, you got to start trying to run corners on, and, you know, then you keep Lynch in the game, or, you know, you take the tight end out, put Lynch in, now they run the ball. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's so many different things offenses can do to try to mismatch personnel. I think having a group of guys that understand different roles allows you defensively to kind of stay calm, stay whatever group, and just match up.
Devin, what positives have you seen from this group during this five-game winning streak from your defense?
I think we've just been understanding how we win, you know, how we go out and play well, and that starts during the week, starts on, you know, Monday night, Tuesday, of getting ahead on the film, you know, learning about the team, and then coming in Wednesday and trying to execute whatever game plan we have and continue to build on that during the week. And, you know, I think even a day like today, where it was a little more slowed down, you know, getting a lot of plays in, understanding where we want to be, how we want to defend things, that's been the key for us. And I think we understand that now. And, you know, it's that time of the season where you need to understand how you play well and then go do it each week. And obviously, everything's not going to go perfect every week, you know, even with you, you know, doing everything right, you know, you're going against good teams too. But, you know, I think we understand that gives us a chance to go out there and win on Sundays.
There'll be a lot of hype on Sunday. The crowd will be loud. It'll be, you know, 80,000 fans. But how important is it to you guys to keep this as a simple business trip you talked about, strictly football? Here we go.
Definitely. I mean, you know, I think we said it all week. You know, we're here and we're going to Mexico for one reason. That's to play a football game and try to win a game. So, you know, the best part about all these trips that you remember the most is how you played in the game. You know, everything throughout the week has been fun, and that's great. But, you know, what makes a trip worth it is going out there and winning on Sunday.
Devin, Oakland 4-5 record, but how misleading is that record for the talent they have on the team?
I mean, offensively, definitely. You know, we're going against probably one of the best groups we've played all year from top to bottom. You know, I think everyone talks about Lynch, but you know, they have two other backs that can come in and make huge plays in the running game and the passing game. And, you know, I've already named, you know, four or five receivers that can come in. So you put that with Carr, you know, playing quarterback, you know, at any time, you know, they can go out there and play like they played against the Jets and have, I think, 42 points. So we have to be prepared. You know, they have a great offense. And, you know, I say it all the time, Sunday's records, all that stuff doesn't matter. You have two teams. Whoever prepares the best and plays the best usually wins.
Devin, even as early as Carr's third game when you guys faced him in 2014, did he appear to be poised, polished, you know, beyond a rookie? And what do you say about his awareness as things start to collapse in the pocket to make plays?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that game where, you know, you're going against a young quarterback, third game, and it's like, we want to do this, we want to do that. You know, he's never seen, and he kind of just stayed calm the whole game. He didn't make really any mistakes. Kept his team in it. I mean, and honestly, at the end, we're Vince Wilfer interception away and a holding penalty on a touchdown that they ran, you know, from even winning that game. So right from there, when we played him, you know, I could tell him, like, this guy's going to be – he's going to be a pretty good quarterback in this league. And he's kind of just progressed. And, you know, for us, it'll be the second time seeing him. And, you know, it's a lot different. And, you know, even though he played poise then as a third game in his career, he's a lot better now. So we really got to be ready. I mean, he gets the ball down the field. He takes short gains and lets his guys make plays too. So really attacks all parts of the field.
On Cooper and Crabtree, do those guys kind of bring similar threats? I know sometimes when you face different offenses, like Thomas and Sanders are obviously much different receivers, but are Cooper and Crabtree kind of similar in what they bring?
Yeah, I think they're more similar than what you could see in some different wide receiver sets where as you got to kind of play them tough the whole way. You can't say, you know, this guy's only going short and this guy's only going deep. You know, both of those guys have the full route tree, you know. So it really comes down to just competing against them, you know, trying to make it tough. There's no one thing that we can do to, you know, kind of cancel one of them out the game. They're just tough receivers. And, you know, I think one of the hard things is they're everywhere. You know, it's not like one guy's going to be at the Z, one's going to be at the X, and one's on the left, you know, they're in the slot, you know, they're the third guy in trade formation. So we got to be have a high awareness of where those guys are at all times. And, you know, it's a lot of different guys they have offensively that we want to be aware of where they're at and try to understand what they're going to try to hurt us with.
In that previous game against Carr, mm-hmm. I think he went at Revis like five or six times in that game. Did that at all show you just what he's kind of made of, you know, internally?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even remember that. But, you know, it doesn't surprise me. I think he still comes out, he looks over the defense, and he decides, you know, where he wants to go with the ball. And I think he has a lot of confidence in his guys. You know, so when we go out there Sunday, I don't think we're going to go out there and there's going to be a matchup and we're going to sit there and say, you know, we know Carr doesn't want that. You know, if he likes his guy, he's going to take a shot and throw it to him. And, you know, we watched like the Kansas City game where he threw a lot of them deep downfield and, you know, came up with some were pass interference or was an incompletion. So I think he has a lot of confidence in all his guys to come down with the ball.
Time for two more.
I know every year is different, but can you see some similarities with the way this team is coming together right around this time of year, which it always seems to do?
I hope so. I mean, it'd probably be terrible if I say yeah, and then we go on a five-game losing streak, and I can see the headline, McCourty was wrong. So, no, I think we understand how the season starts to pick up. You know, each game means more. We understand, you know, seven wins doesn't mean anything. We have to continue to get better. So I think why we end up usually improving is because it's the understanding of, you know, there's no tomorrow. We have to now, you know, not just improve but play good football if we think we're going to win games because, you know, no team really is where they are in September when we were, you know, talking about improving and, you know, this is bad, that's bad. You know, there are always going to be some things bad, but for a lot of teams now, a lot is good. So you have to really play to it. And I hope we can continue to build on it. And, you know, that always helps when you go down the stretch of the season.
Is that kind of what the chemistry part of that is in regards to what Mike was saying? How important is that? Because you talked about we have a lot of new guys. We're trying to learn and things like that, too.
Yeah, I think that's been important. I think we all found out we kind of like each other. So we're just trying to have fun. And we understand the most fun is usually winning games. So we're trying to bridge that of liking each other, having fun, and winning. So usually when you can do all those things, you have fun seasons.
You got
no problem.